The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
Over the weekend in the state of Wyoming, they held a convention. There were 14 delegates at stake. Donald Trump was MIA out there, so Ted Cruz won all 14 of those delegates. So where does that put the delegate count? Well, Ted Cruz is slowly narrowing the gap, but he is still almost 200 delegates behind Donald Trump. And Robin, what that means is that going forward, Trump is the only one that realistically can clinch the nomination before the convention in Cleveland, but he would need to get 63% of the remaining delegates. As you see, Cruz would need 88%, and John Kasich at this point is mathematically eliminated from clinching before Cleveland.
So, John, talk about the road ahead for Trump.
Well, Trump is about to go into very friendly territory. Of course, Tom was talking about New York State, his home state. He's poised for a big win in New York. He will need a big win there. But then the following week, you have a whole bunch of states in the Northeast, including right here in Pennsylvania, Connecticut, Maryland. Again, territory that should be friendly to Donald Trump.
All right there, John. I know you're there in Philadelphia for us for another reason, for one of our watch parties for our upcoming town hall meeting with Senator Cruz. So we'll get questions from voters there in just a little bit. Thank you, John. George?
Okay, thanks. Let's talk more now to ABC's Matthew Dowd about all this as well. We just heard John Carroll talk about the road ahead for Donald Trump. A lot at stake tomorrow. He's got to pick up just about every delegate.
He needs a huge victory. I mean, he lost his mojo after Wisconsin, and he needs to get it back, and a big, huge victory in New York will get it back for him. It's the only way that puts him on a path to have the possibility of winning 1,237 delegates before the convention, and he knows he has to do that, because if he's not at 1,237 in the convention, he probably doesn't get the nomination.
And John, meantime, we've seen a different kind of Donald Trump the last couple of weeks. No major gaffes, no major outrages, a different tone.
This is incredible. You know, he brought in a professional campaign team, and he has had the most message discipline that we have seen from Donald Trump in this entire campaign. Really, since that loss a couple of weeks ago in Wisconsin, he has been on message. He has been harping on this question of the fairness of the delegate selection process, and there have been no major mistakes, no major controversies. Really, a new Donald Trump.
And we're going to come back to you in the next hour for some questions at the Philadelphia town meeting. Meanwhile, Matt Dowd on the Democratic side, he said, must win for Bernie Sanders, but a lot at stake for Hillary Clinton as well. No potential nominee has in like 50 years has lost her home state.
Yeah, not in modern primary times have you lost your home state and then gone on to win the nomination in the process of this. This is the last real big moment for Bernie Sanders. He has to win this. He has to win it, not really because of delegates, but really to cause a political earthquake. And he needs a political earthquake to change the dynamics.
As if there isn't already a political earthquake on that side. You know, I find it quite interesting. You know, George Stephanopoulos says that he's been disciplined, you know, for the last couple of weeks. Actually, it's only been, you know, the last week or so since he came back from New York. He had a couple of faux pas there that, you know, struck there for a couple of weeks. And I don't know about you, Scott, but staying on message, complaining about the delegate count, unless I'm missing something here, I think he's using up some valuable airtime that really doesn't advance the cause for him. I mean, his base, yeah, they get riled up, aren't they, like that. But everybody else that is still kind of thinking, okay, can I get my brain around a President Trump, you know, to hear all this complaining and stuff, it's like, you know, really? You know, why don't you give me something truly substantive? So I disagree a little bit with this report from ABC. I don't know. What do you think?
Well, I think for most people it'd be eating up valuable airtime, but unfortunately, I don't think Donald Trump ever sees a lack of airtime. It's an unlimited commodity to him. He calls into the morning shows all the time. I mean, he can get it anytime he wants. So, I mean, for him, I don't think it's not. We haven't really seen something like that.
And by the way, when he calls, would you quit hanging up on him? It's okay. You know, we'll let him on. You know, we'll talk to him for a little bit. Hey, the president is heading to Saudi Arabia. We know why. And people are wondering if he's going to bow or grovel. Only You know, so we'll have to take a look at that. And what about the rapper who went to the White House? He's there, and his ankle bracelet goes off. We got a guy who's with an ankle bracelet, a rapper, who's going to the White House. Only in America. You got to love this country. Five after the top of the hour, America. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believes so strongly in gold that he changed gold ownership forever by bringing back physical gold to the American public, allowing gold coins to be minted and sold to U.S. citizens just like you, starting in 1985. Gold ownership can help protect your financial future, especially when our national debt is spiraling out of control. Many smart Americans have kept their retirements from being wiped out during America's financial crisis thanks to physical gold coins. I strongly urge you to call the U.S. Money Reserve at 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a special gold guide with new, never-before-released information about gold from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. I'm Michael Reagan. Thank you.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. You want to drop me an email, we'd love to hear from you, Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. It is time for the one and only Megan Barth, the founder and proprietor of ReaganBaby.com, nationally recognized political commentator, women's advocate. Megan, how are we doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on, Bill.
Always good to have you here. And looking forward, I understand we're getting things finally all set up. And you and I and Scott, we're going to be hanging out in Cleveland for the Republican National Convention, which, based on what we're seeing in New York, should be a lot of fun, huh?
Yes, and perhaps what we saw in Chicago, I should get some brass knuckles.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's why we're bringing Scott. We're bringing the big heavy with us, you know, because Scott's going to be in charge of everything. Hey, before we get into the serious stuff about the New York primary and all, hey, what did you make? Did you hear about the rapper who goes? I mean, this almost sounds like a joke, but it really happened. The rapper goes to the White House. He's there with Nicki Minaj, Busta Rhymes, J. Cole, Whale, and DJ. And the president is speaking, and in the middle of his speech. Rick Ross is the rapper. So in the middle of his speech, Rick Ross's ankle bracelet goes off. I mean, we got a rapper in the White House with an ankle bracelet, and guess what for? I mean, he's ankled up for kidnapping, you know. And I don't know where the Obama kids are at, but it's like, come on, are you kidding me?
Yeah, these are the type of people that Obama is inviting into our White House. This is our White House, by the way. I have to remind people of that they're basically just living there as renters.
Well, he did say it was his house, remember? Several months back, people were giving him a party. Go, hey, this is my house. Well, not really, but for the moment.
Not really your house. Yeah, he didn't build that.
Right, exactly. But you know, and the other thing, of course, then, you know, real quick, just one final deal is, and I wanted to get your take on this, with President Obama going to Saudi Arabia, and of course, you know what they're going to be talking about. I mean, this whole 28-page pending, report on what happened in 9/11, you know, the president bowed to the Saudi king last time. I mean, is he going to grovel now? You know, what's going to happen there?
Yeah, I was watching this really closely because when I heard the first news about this, that within these 28 pages is proof that the Saudi government and officials were somehow behind 9/11, and we've heard that chirping before, but, you know, this seems to be an issue that's being pressed in a bipartisan bill that they want these pages released. So, you know, I consider it a rumor until we see otherwise. Well, the Saudis really must think there's something in there because, you know, if you're a poker player, you look for tells.
Mm-hmm.
And they came out with a huge tell saying that if these papers are released, we're going to divest all of our assets, you know, totaling, you know, I think $6 billion.
$750 billion.
I was just 100.
It's okay. No worries. No worries. Yeah.
So $750 billion. So that tells us that they think that that price is worth the privacy.
Yes.
That's huge.
Well,
so
when
you look at Saudi Arabia's economy, however, if they divested themselves of these assets, that would be a huge hit for them. They are struggling right now because of the price of oil.
Exactly.
So they're in a corner, and if we were the right negotiators, if we were the right type of business people in the White House, the ones that should be making the decisions, we would hold them, and we would play our hand and back them further into a corner because we have nothing to lose.
And the other thing is like you say. You got to know when to hold them and when to fold them. And right now, there's not a lot of people in the market for $750 billion of U.S. assets. Last time you looked around the world, you know, everybody's having a tough economy right now. I mean, this is the kind of thing where you'd say, hey, Trump, come on, show us your stuff here, man. Go turn that $750 billion asset. I think you can pick it up for us for $100 billion. Go make it work, you know.
Right.
Go show us the art of the deal, right? And
where are they going to sell all these properties? You know, who's going to snatch them up? Like you said, there's very limited money supply right now. China might buy some up, but with that amount of assets, really, who's maybe, I don't know, Russia? But they are going to have a hard time. So you're right. If we had Trump in the White House, he could probably pick them up on the cheap.
Exactly. It's going to go cents on the dollar. You're going to see the Saudi Saudi king out there with a garage sale, you know, with $750 billion worth of assets trying to sell those things off. Oh, man. And then, of course, yesterday we had the big hearing in the Supreme Court. President Obama may be getting slapped down where he needs to be. We'll see if the justices have the intestinal fortitude to be able to tell the president, I don't think so. In this particular case with immigration, we've got Texas and 25 other states saying, you know, foul. Let's throw the penalty flag on this one. And, you know, they're kind of in a really positive situation. I'm talking about the states here because it's almost tails we win, heads we win as well. Because if it's a 4-4 split, which, you know, we would hope that the court might make a decision, but, you know, that's one of the scenarios, the states still win. If it's 5-4, they win. You know, they'd have to really go overboard here and make it 5-4 against the states in order. So, you know, the odds are pretty much in the favor of Texas and the other 25 states, you know, kind of putting, you know, President Obama on notice here in the waning hours of his administration.
Yes, and Justice Kennedy will be that tiebreaker, and he was actually quoted yesterday as saying, you know, something seems upside down here. It's not the president who's supposed to make the laws and then Congress try to figure out how to ratify them, put them into law. Mm-hmm. Congress is supposed to make the laws, and the president is supposed to sign them. So, you know, that's encouraging to see that if that swing vote is Kennedy, he seems to be siding, imagine that, with the Constitution and how the legislative process was designed to work and supposed to work.
Yeah, what a concept. Maybe with the absence now of Judge Scalia, somebody's got to step up. And that's what we talked about, either Alito, Thomas. It would be interesting if it was Kennedy this time around, but it may be one of those musical chair kind of things. But, this seems really obvious. I mean, even to the point, Megan, and I don't know if you read this, but the House was represented. They were able to get some time and have standing and argument there before the Supremes on this issue as well. You know, to your point that, hey, look, you know, that's our job. We're the ones to create laws, not the president unilaterally.
Well, exactly, and I'm glad that they did have time, and I'm glad that they could stand up. It's about time they stood up to the president instead of funding all of his socialist initiatives through omnibus. It's about time they stood up for the rule of law and the Constitution. So that's encouraging, very encouraging.
Exactly.
We've been deluded, really, for the last 7 years into believing that what the president has done during these 7 years is pass laws legally. Well, when we look around us, we see that that's simply not true. He has abridged the Constitution, and he has taken this role into mandating truly, you know, businesses and people in and out of existence. For example, we have the largest American coal company.
Yeah, we got 10 seconds.
What are you talking about? Oh,
right. We got 10. Well, let's pick it up when we get back. Megan Barr, founder, proprietor of ReaganBaby.com. More from her right after this.
Thousands of Americans are losing weight and feeling better with the 10-2-and-a-chew weight loss system from ILikeTheWayILook.com. Here is U.S. Army Sergeant Dave Myers.
Since I started taking the Nuvena, I have lost over 12 pounds. I have a long military career, and it has caused some issues with my knees and my ankles over the years, and I have become accustomed to just being in pain with one of those areas. I can only attribute the way I feel to the Nuvena because that's the only thing that's changed in my diet, and I am absolutely pain-free in knees and ankles, and it just feels great to be able to get out and run around and move pain-free again.
The Nuvena Collagen Protein Shake is part of the 10-2-and-a-chew weight loss system from ILikeTheWayILook.com. Collagen feeds the joints, hair, and skin. It could help you lose weight, feel better, and look younger. Watch the video on ILikeTheWayILook.com and get the full story. They even offer free samples. Go to ILikeTheWayILook.com. ILikeTheWayILook.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-GOLD.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profit. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to richmoneyrich.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. From the Robert Allen System. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Hello, mercy, I have been searching for you lately.
Bill Martinez.
Can you hold me together? Can your love reach down this far? Can you hold me together? Cause without you holding my heart, I'm falling.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. 19 after the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. Our conversation with Megan Barth continues. Megan, I was sad to hear last night we got the news that Ray Romano's TV mom passed away at the age of 90. I didn't even know that, you know, she was, you know, but that's the way it happens, that, you know, with celebrities. You really just don't know until you know, right?
Right. That's one of my favorite shows. I even watch the reruns.
Yeah, I'm with you on it, too. Yeah,
I do.
Yeah,
it was sad to hear. But I didn't realize she was 90 years old either. But what a great life she led and how many laughs she gave us. Just a real talent.
Exactly. Well, you think about her and you smile. And, you know, for anybody that's been a mama's boy and you see the way she dealt with it, it was hysterical. There was a lot of great scenes. And now both mom and dad from Everybody Loves Raymond has passed. And, you know, but great memories. Like you say, we're grateful that they're in rerun. Anyway, let's go back to what we were wrapping up before, and we were talking about the oil situation. I want to give you an opportunity to wrap that up before we talk about New York.
So last week, Peabody Energy, which was the world's largest private sector coal producer, filed for bankruptcy. And they did this out of unprecedented industry pressures and a sharp decline in the price of coal. Now, we look at what happened, or we try to put the pieces together and say, well, what happened? Well, this is another example of Barack Obama and his administration working outside of the law and using federal government agencies as the arbiters and the creators, really, of the law. So you have an aggressive EPA that just passed all of the strictest carbon emission bill or something of that effect that really are putting these undue pressures on the coal companies. And look, Barack Obama promised us that he was going to bankrupt the coal industry and our energy prices would skyrocket. And who also just said that just last week or the week before? That was Hillary Clinton, that she was going to put a lot of coal workers and coal companies out of business.
Yeah, so meanwhile, she says that in one hand while she's talking about how she's going to be a champion for the middle class. She just, she just killed everybody's job now. But I'm for you. Okay.
Yeah, I dare her to say that in Pennsylvania.
Yes.
Indiana. we need to use, and I've always said this, one thing that I like to do with the left is I use their words against them. And Donald Trump, now he has coined the new nickname for Hillary Clinton, Crooked Hillary. I love it.
Yes, that's great.
Absolutely love it.
Well, you know, talking about this situation, we've been, you know, continuing a conversation with Mark Morano. Mark is the former communications director for the state for the Senate Environment and Public Works Committee and the executive editor and chief correspondent for the award-winning ClimateDepot.com. And he is part of a new movie that's going to be coming out. It's going to debut what is it, Phantom Events? They're going to do it, and it debuts on May the 2nd, if I'm remembering this correctly. It's called The Climate Hustle. And I think this is going to be an awesome film to, again, expose, you know, that aspect of this political strong-arming the way the EPA has been working and the overstretch. I mean, this has just been incredible, as you say, the kind of pressure they've been put on. And so not since Ben Stein's, what was Ben Stein's movie back about 4 or 5 years ago? Expelled. And I don't know if you remember what Ben Stein did with Expelled and talking about, you know, what was going on in academia and how these professors were losing their jobs and getting all kinds of pressure, because if they didn't toe up with a party line in academia, I mean, forget about any kind of research grants, and, you know, they were shunned, and, you know, to the point that and God forbid you didn't have tenure, because if you didn't have tenure, they were going to find a way one way or another. By the way, it's going to be through Phantom Events and Spectacast, 400 theaters nationwide, May the 2nd at 7 p.m. local time. And you can go to climatehustle.org, you know, for all the information there. But that's going to be a terrific, terrific movie that's going to be coming out then. And we're going to be talking with Mark a little bit more. Anyway, let's talk about New York. You know, Trump's got to make this happen. He's got to build up some momentum and see if he can, you know, Megan, I got to tell you, last week I thought, look, if he builds up this momentum, I mean, he really needs to have something happen big in a big way in New York, and he's doing that. He's really whipping things up. I could see where he could, you know, kind of initiate a tsunami of energy, you know, from east to west. However, you've got Ted Cruz playing the small ball game, and he's just collecting delegates. He's, you know, and he's doing everything he can to kind of thwart that tsunami and that influence that could potentially happen. And meanwhile, Trump, I think he's off message because he's whining about, you know, the whole process is already, it's baked. And to bring it up at this point, all it does is it ignites his base, but it doesn't draw in other people with the message that they need to hear that Trump needs to present. So I'm surprised that he keeps hanging up on that. I mean, he should have somebody else complaining about the delegate deal and about the procedure. He needs to be, to me, on message about how he's going to make America great again.
Yeah, and I don't necessarily disagree with you. I think that, however, what he does as he kind of grabs onto this issue is once again highlight how the system is rigged. And right now, you know, he is running on an anti-establishment message, and this is part of that message. Look, I don't owe anybody anything. I'm funding my own campaign. This system is being set up against people like me in order to keep the establishment in power. We need to undo this system. We need to collectivize. We need to overthrow the system, basically. And I think that that message does resonate. It definitely solidifies his supporters and could draw some Democrats into the fold as well. Because if you look at the numbers right now, Hillary Clinton is not really beating Bernie Sanders in New York by any large margin. And I just saw a poll that says she's only 6 points ahead. This is a concern of the Hillary campaign. Then you look at the burners. The Bernie supporters, they will not vote for Hillary. Up towards 30% of his voters will not vote for her. Why? Because she represents the establishment. They want somebody, whether that's Trump or Bernie, outside. They might even vote for Trump, and there's many of them that said they would because he's not part of the establishment that they're fighting. So his message to make America great again, he does need to get back on that. However, I do believe that now Ivanka Trump is one of his best spokespeople.
Yes, she is.
If you saw the town hall with his family, Anderson Cooper, last week or the week before, she was an excellent speaker on behalf of women.
Yes.
How he treats women within his organization, no differently than he treats men, and how many women that he's inspired or at least cultivated to grow within his organization. So he needs to get her on the campaign trail a little bit more now that she's had the baby and, you know, perhaps has more time on her hands and is healthier, but and able to get on the campaign trail because, as you know, the campaign trail is not for the weak.
Right, without a doubt. And then, I mean, look what happened to her and her brother. I mean, forgetting to register to vote. You know, like a little bit of an embarrassment here, but it's like you can, you know, they didn't make too big a deal out of it.
Yeah. Some people were talking about it. She got a hold of it. Now no one's talking about it.
Yeah, so exactly.
Good communication skill.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me run another. We got about 30 seconds here. One other idea here in terms of Trump saying, I'm not beholden to anybody. He needs to close the circle and say, well, I'm not beholden to anybody except for you. See, I'm not hearing that circle being closed up saying he's going to be beholden to we the people. That's, you know, I think he needs to articulate that a little bit clearer because I hear this independence. And is that mean he's going to be independent of we the people? Well, Megan Barth, thank you so much for being with us. She is the proprietor of ReaganBaby.com. You can go there for all the details. 28 after the top of the hour right now.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-765-1480 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-765-1480.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profit. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to richmoneyrich.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com.
From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Why does the medical community dispense little colorful pills that restrict the production of stomach acid? You ever think about that? Isn't it stomach acid's job to break down food before it enters the small intestines? Could this possibly lead to compromised digestion, leading further to malabsorption, leading even further to bone loss and many other health complications? Well, the FDA has issued a number of product warnings, including all proton pump inhibitor drugs, either for prescription or over-the-counter purchases. These potential interactions have ranged from absorption alterations of vitamins and minerals, metabolic effects on bone density, alteration of drug interactions and their intended effect, infection risk, and even organ damage. Is it possible to find safer solutions to heartburn? At Bill Martinez Live, we support structure and function of healthy digestion with a healthy body digestion pack. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com Longevity or call 855-305-8326. Healthy acids lead the healthy body. Again, 855-305-8326.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-G-O-L-D.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like a room without a roof. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like happiness is the truth. Because I'm happy. Clap along.
That's the way the people in New York are going to be after, you know, all this election primary stuff is over. You know, they've been carpet bombed, you know, for the last week with all these ads and everything. And they're going to be clapping, you know, come tomorrow. Well, the primary is over. We got that behind us. Now we can have a little bit of a breather. Samantha Mills is with us. She's the good news girl. Sam, how you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. How about you this morning?
Hey, doing great. I know you got a lot of great stuff to share with us with the viral videos. And, of course, we got some disturbing, you know, news last night about Doris Roberts, everybody's favorite mom from Everybody Loves Raymond. 90 years old. They said that you know, she passed away in her sleep. She was, you know, pretty active. And it wasn't, you know, due to a long-term illness. I guess this is why this was a surprise. And I guess as much a surprise to see that and understand she was 90 years old. And, you know, she was...
She was great.
Yeah, I thought she was great. You know, and you think about all the TV moms, you know, the Cunninghams and, you know, and Gene Stapleton, all in the family, and, you know, and even Beeb's mom, and, you know, going back, this is way before you were born, of course. But she is right there amongst them all in terms of the iconic TV mothers. I mean, she just was such a blessing. And, you know, Megan Barth and I were just talking about, you know, watching her on the reruns. And, you know, when you think of her, you just smile. You know, she just was, you could relate to her and have fun. You appreciated her stance and maybe a part of her acerbic nature at times. That you know, it's it is a loss, but one that you know, we're comforted. You know that you know, with the reruns and the body of work that she left us with. I mean, what a great actress.
Oh yes, she was wonderful, yeah. And I mean, I think she just kind of reminds us all, maybe a little bit in some way, of our own moms, or just that. There's something about her.
Well, especially,
like,
especially the guys, you know, that were mama's boys,
And, you know, they go, hey, that was way Mom was with you, you know. So it's like not since the Smothers Brothers, again, probably before your time again, you know, Mom always liked you best, you know. But in this particular case, they put it to a comedic TV series that just had an incredible run with Ray Romano and the cast. What good fun. Hey, let's look at these viral videos. Boy, I'll tell you, this poem from this boy with autism, Sam, that is the lead story here in your report, very, very touching.
Oh, yes. And actually, I saw this like just after it came off. It immediately started going viral. It's a young boy from New York. He's in fifth grade. His name's Benjamin Guru, and he has Asperger's syndrome. That's a specific form of autism. And it's National Poetry Month, in case you didn't know, and that's why he ended up getting this assignment. And his whole class got the assignment, and his teacher said, I want you to write a poem. I want you to start it off with I am. So the whole poem kind of starts off around the words I am. And he, I mean, what he wrote was brilliant. It said, I am odd. I am new. I wonder if you are too. And it kind of starts expressing how he feels out of place. And he, you know, he sees the world differently, and he knows he sees it differently from everybody else, and maybe that's not fair. But then he goes on, and you keep reading the poem, and he realizes that everybody kind of feels odd and out of place in their own way. And it just took off as soon as his parents posted it, actually, because he planned on reading the poem in front of his class, and then he got too nervous and ended up staying home from school. And his parents posted it just to, you know, get other people to read it and, like, maybe, like, tell him the positive feedback. And there ended up being more feedback than they could even read to him once because it just took off. And everybody, I mean, people are saying this kid is a genius. He really is. I mean, lyrically and, I mean, the way he's seeing the world, he's wise beyond his years, so...
Well, this is the thing, you know, we're so reminded of the specialness of each one of us. And that is that not any one person has all the goods, but we're just that part of that mosaic that's so important to be there. And that if we're not, there's a hole in the garment and there's something missing. And when you have somebody like this that has the courage and the giftedness and rather unique giftedness to, you know, share his heart with people, I mean, this is what makes for a beautiful garment and kind of makes us whole, you know, when we hear stories like this, Sam, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. And, I mean, you can hardly get through the poem without, I mean, I could see why he might have a difficult time reading that in front of class. I think I'd have a difficult time reading it to get through without crying.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, he should have definitely been proud of himself, but it's very touching. And,
yeah, hopefully his teacher gave him credit, you know, from the viral video because he didn't perform it in class. It's like, hey, I'm gonna grade you according to the video here, that's for sure. Hey, our second viral video is the D-Day veteran. You know, this is incredible. We know war, boy, breaks up all kinds of things. I mean, this is what wars do. They break things up including relationships. And in this particular case, you had a situation where you had a vet who was set to marry a woman, and war broke him up. And as would be, you know, what we love about destiny, they're able to get back together again? Are you kidding me? After 70 years?
After 70 years. Who would have ever thought this? And they actually got reunited. This is Roy Bickerman and Nora Jackson. They're a couple from England. And they actually were reunited about a year ago because of Roy going on a radio show.
Uh-huh.
They originally met... you know, when they were actually 13 years old, he moved to a small town from London, and he said the first time he saw her, he knew she was the girl for him. And they ended up dating for years and getting engaged. And whenever World War II started and he came back, he felt like he had post-traumatic stress when he looks back on it now, and he just wanted to be alone, and they ended up calling off the engagement. So they both went on to have children themselves. They went off and got married, and He never stopped thinking of her all those years. And when he went on the radio show, he was talking about her, and the people from the show ended up tracking her down and finding her address. And he said it took him about a month to actually go see her. And when he went to see her, she recognized him immediately and threw her arms around him. And, you know, her husband had passed away 12 years ago. And I guess he told the cab driver to wait outside. 4 hours later, he said, just go ahead and leave. I'm staying here. And
then
he was getting engaged.
Oh, my God.
He got engaged with the same ring from 70 years ago.
And he
kept it all these years.
Oh, she had kept it or he kept it?
He kept it all these years.
Oh, wow.
It was him.
Wow. Wow, way cool. This next story is about a little girl who took six policemen to her father-daughter dance after her dad was killed in the line of duty. Oh, wow.
This is a really sweet story. Right. This actually happened back in September, but, you know, it's still going viral now. And her dad was actually Timothy Warren, who got killed in 2011. Mm-hmm. And when there's a father-daughter dance, of course, her mom, she was very concerned about her daughter's feelings being hurt and it being a difficult time for her. And her dad was also, I want to mention, killed in the line of duty when he was shot at a Memphis hotel. So whenever the police department heard about this, they were like, well, we can't let this happen. This is just not going to happen. And six different police officers decided to show up, and they took her to the dance in a really cool old school car.
Oh.
And they actually have a picture of them doing the conga, the daddy-daughter dance. And,
and
they can't replace her dad, but they said that, you know, they want to be there for her because he was a good man and he deserved to have people be there for his daughter. But the conga line is the best part of the whole story.
Oh, that's great. How much fun is that? That's great. Well, and let's wrap it up with this mother's heartwarming post about a daughter meeting a stranger on the beach. What's that?
Okay, so Ayana Barrows actually took a picture of her daughter down in Myrtle Beach. It was her daughter. Her daughter is a young African-American girl, and this is a young Caucasian boy that she ran into. Mm-hmm. And they just made the best of friends. Like, the little boy had a chartreuse around his neck, and the mom took this picture of them after they had met for about, you know, a few minutes, and they had to leave, and they gave each other this huge hug. And her mom just took the minute to observe. You know what? They didn't see race. They didn't see anything else. These two just saw each other, and they just loved each other right away. And she said, if the whole world could see each other the way these children saw each other, we'd all be better off.
Yeah, you imagine that. She's the good news girl, Samantha Mills. Go to our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Go to Sam's Corner for more information.
You know, we've all heard about the health benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in the fatty tissues of fish? Bill Martinez Live recognizes this risk and offers IFOS-certified tested omega-3 fatty acids, EPA and DHA. Insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at BillMartinezLive.com, longevity, or call 855-305-8326.
Investing in bonds involves risk, including the possible loss of principal. Income may be subject to state, local, or federal alternative minimum tax. When interest rates rise, prices will fall. When interest rates fall, prices will rise.
I'm at a place in my life where I need investment income. That's why I invest in tax-free municipal bonds. I love the income they provide. Income that's federally tax-free. At this point, that's exactly the kind of income I need.
Tax-free municipal bonds can serve as the cornerstone for a conservative portfolio. They offer income that's tax-free. Henyon & Walsh is a leading expert in tax-free municipal bonds. We're committed to finding you the best bonds to meet your investment goals. We'll even send you our informative bond guide, absolutely free, if you call right now. 1-800-286-4286. If you have at least $10,000 to invest, consider municipal bonds. Take charge of your investments today and keep more of your hard-earned money. Call now to receive your copy of our informative bond guide. It's free, so call right now. 1-800-286-4286. 1-800-286-4286. Henyon & Walsh, Inc., member of FINRA, SIPC.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profit. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to richmoneyrich.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com.
From the Robert Allen System. Current returns not indicative of future results.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-G-O-L-D.
You've reached Bill Martinez live.
I love the East, I love the West. North and South are both the best, but I only love the Golden as a guest. And I love being here with you. I love the sea, I love the shore. I love the rocks, and what is more, with you, let it never be a bore, because I love being here with you.
Bill Martinez live.
A little jazz lick here. You got to let it play a little bit here just for fun. Hey, welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here with you. It is just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour, and we got a real special guest, and you can tell right away why we kind of link up so quickly, because he's a constitutionalist. He believes in our Republican Constitution, securing the liberty and sovereignty of we the people. Randy Barnett is with us right now, ladies and gentlemen. Let me give you a little bit about his background. He represented the National Federation of Independent Businesses in its constitutional challenge to Obamacare. He talks about it in this book. He is a Carmack Waterhouse professor of legal theory at the Georgetown University Law Center, where he teaches constitutional law and contracts and directs the Georgetown Center for the Constitution. Randy, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Great to be with you, Bill.
Well, it seems like we're talking more these days, which I think is a healthy thing, about our Constitution. And I think that the passing of Justice Scalia has brought to mind just how important the Constitution is. I think we need to chew on that a little bit more and understand, what a brilliant document our founding fathers have given us, a plan to go out and, live life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness in a way that's beneficial to all.
Absolutely. And, unfortunately, the death of Justice Scalia has focused our attention in this election on the future of our Republican Constitution, which is the title of my new book, as you just mentioned. Mm-hmm. The Supreme Court ought to be on the minds of people every time they vote for president or for their senators, but it isn't. However, with the death of Justice Scalia, now it's unavoidable that the next election is really going to be about whether we adhere to our Republican Constitution or we continue to pursue what I call in my book the Democratic Constitution, which is based on the idea of pure majoritarianism.
Yeah. Well, Randy, it's we've had that dynamic tension for a long time, these two polarities pulling at one another, and it is unfortunate and very sad, I think, when you consider that the Supreme Court has become so political. And, here it is. We can't find a justice to come in because a Democrat is in office or if a Republican is a president, then that's a bad time. And, and here it is. We're missing out on the grander picture and opportunity of what the Constitution provides for us, I believe.
Well, the reason why we are at this point is because there is now a fundamental disagreement about the nature of our Constitution. Mm-hmm. And by and large, Democratic presidents appoint people who believe in what I call the Democratic Constitution, which is empowering government to speak for the will of the people, even if that means transgressing the rights of the individual, and Republican presidents who have favored people who are somewhat conflicted about that. So partly they do sort of favor the Democratic Constitution, and partly they favor our Republican Constitution, which was put that, which was devised in order to restrict the will of the majority and protect the rights of the individual. As the Declaration of Independence says, it is to secure these rights, these individual rights, that governments are instituted among men.
Well, and the fact that we've kind of unanchored ourselves from, you know, this solid foundation of the Constitution, do you think, Randy, the confusion that exists in our country today is as a result of that?
Sure, and it's been going on for a long time. It's at least, you know, the book is actually tells the story about how it's been going on since before the Constitution was founded. After the Declaration of Independence, we lived under the Articles of Confederation, which had 13 separate, very largely separate governments, which were very democratic. And under the theory of republicanism in the day, the theory was, well, we're going to throw off rule by the few because the many or the people won't screw themselves. And then what they found is under these democratic governments, the people were screwing themselves. And James Madison and others had to sit down and figure out why that was. And they devised our Republican Constitution, our new form of government, to constrain the exercise of democratic majorities. And that's so that conflict between the our democratic impulse and our republican impulse has goes all the way back. And I tell that story in the book.
Yes, exactly. Well, you know, so we find ourselves where we are today with this tension, and it's so tight right now, and especially, you know, when we see that there's, you know, a 4-4 split in the Supreme Court. Randy, how do we find some middle ground here? You know, what is it going to take?
Well, the Constitution is the middle ground. That's what people need to understand. The Constitution, our system of federalism, and I devote two chapters to federalism in the book, our system of federalism allows for 50 state solutions to social and economic problems. And in some respects, the more fundamental and important those problems are, the more we're going to fight each other to the death at the national level for a one-size, winner-take-all solution. If we divide up and have 50 state solutions, then we can have 50 different ideas about how to pursue these policies, and people can choose the places that, where they feel most comfortable to live.
Exactly.
The 50-state solution solves the war of all against all that we currently live under in Washington, D.C. I guess let me summarize that, Bill, by saying it's by moving every important issue up to the national level that we've created this terrible, terrible political fight at the national level. And it's by ignoring our Republican Constitution that's gotten us into this mess.
Exactly. Well, we see that loud and clear with the president's overreach and his executive order on immigration. The Supremes are discussing this right now. And you've got Texas and 25 states joining in. You know, the question was, do they have standing or not? But I think that was established. Justice Roberts kind of brought that out, that there is injury. And it seemed to me, with the summary that I read, that the states do have standing. So it may not be an issue of standing. We'll just see if, you know, the Supremes can, you know, with this 4-4 potential split. But even at a 4-4, the states win. And I agree with you. All this, Randy, supports the fact that, you know, we have 50, you know, laboratories, so to speak. I mean, this is what Madison had in mind, is that, you know, the states would, you know, be a testing ground. And as you say, and you note in your book, is that when we bring it up to the federal level, we preempt that. I mean, like with, you know, like with DOMA and that, I mean, you've got everybody shell-shocked here right now, trying to understand, okay, what is going on? And now we're dealing with different bathrooms, and some universities have 16 different gender choices. And, you know, the most recent that I heard about is fluid. I didn't even know that that was a gender choice, but now I guess fluid is a gender choice. And this is incredible. But that is something to be worked out at the state level, as you say, as opposed to having the federal government come in, you know, and become tyrannical and just say, okay, this is the way it's going to be. And meanwhile, you know, you got people in the states, you know, kind of scratching their heads going, what happened here?
Well, I was in court yesterday. I was at the court arguing yesterday,
right,
having helped prepare the people who were arguing on behalf of Texas beforehand. And I felt that Chief Justice, you know, we couldn't tell exactly where Chief Justice Roberts is going, I agree with you. There, he said some promising things, but the Chief Justice is a man conflicted, as was reflected in the Obamacare decision. On the one hand, he reaffirmed our Republican Constitution's limits on federal power and said an individual insurance mandate is beyond the power of Congress to enact. But then on the other hand, he turned around and he said, but I must defer to the democratic will of the people if I possibly can. And therefore, he changed the law so that it wasn't a mandate anymore and he could uphold Obamacare. Mm-hmm. So it's because his Republicanism was in conflict with his democratic or judicial restraint impulses, he gave us Obamacare. And so you never know which way, which part of Chief Justice Roberts is going to make an appearance on any given day.
Well, Randy, that statement, the democratic will of the people, I didn't understand how he could get there with the democratic will of the people in much the same way that with DOMA. I mean, you had millions of votes vacated across the country in California alone. 8 million people voted for the definition of marriage as one man, one woman. All those votes got blasted into thin air, and here it is. I mean, so how do you argue on one hand the democratic will of the people, and then you watch the true democratic will of the people exercising their vote be vaporized? I don't know how to reconcile those.
It can't really be reconciled. The book is a series of stories. It's an overarching story, but it also is a series of individual stories. And one of the stories that I tell is the story of the rise of progressivism in the country in the 20th century, the late 19th and early 20th centuries. And they argued for the will of the people, the progressives did, in order to overthrow our Republican Constitution's limits on federal and state powers. But then as soon as they took control of the court, then they weren't so happy about deferring to the will of the people anymore, especially when the Republicans took control of Congress in 1946. Then all of a sudden they thought, well, wait a second, maybe this was not the greatest idea we ever had. And ever since then, we've basically seen an inconsistent commitment even to the Democratic Constitution. You're for it when the will of the people is on your side, but you're against it when you're in the minority. And so this book helps sort people out. It helps sort out these two conflicting ideas so people can know where they stand.
Well, Randy, I understand and I appreciate, the book, Our Republican Constitution, because you're trying to bring people back to center and say, okay, what are we basing this on? And we need to come back. Like any business, when they can get down the road, sometimes they make a wrong turn, and maybe it takes a year, a couple years, sometimes even longer, and you realize, you go, something's wrong. We're just not, our yield has been compromised. We're not as effective as we used to be. And good business people will say, hey, let's go back. Let's find out. When did this start to turn? What decisions and choices did we make? And hopefully there's wisdom and there's leadership that can exist, and yours is a clarion call out of this book, calling for that leadership and reason to where we can go back and take a look at when we made the wrong turn and where we can get our republic back on solid ground again. So again, I thank you for it. Congratulations on the book. It's available at all the usual places, I take it, right?
Yes, Amazon has it for $18.10. It's a bargain in hard copy.
Absolutely, and we'll have it linked on our website, too, at BillMartinezLive.com.
How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.